Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, dude, what's going
what's
on?
What's up, Mikey? How's life, dude? You haven't slid back into inceldom, have you?
I mean, I don't know. Oh, geez. I'm sorry. Give me a second to collect myself.
Okay, you had some time, motherfucker. You were on hold for an hour and a half. But go ahead.
Sorry. I know. It's very sudden.
Oh, yeah. I remember you, dude. Yes. I remember you.
Wait, you were the one who was yes. at Stav's
He was the one I had to fucking
taping?
Yell at, dude. I remember this kid. Go ahead. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm the one that sounds like Eeyore. not much. In terms of firstly, before I get into my question, I just wanted to address a couple of things because I certainly was not expecting to get clipped and put on the YouTube. There's a lot of people making a lot of. accusations about my
okay
wife.
Good we'll put listen we're gonna put this up we're gonna you're continuing the conversation in the marketplace of ideas, so we're gonna clip this and it'll be a rebuttal to all those comments. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. First of all, there's some allegations about me being your brother George, as well as me being Gentleman X.
We can confirm you are not Gentleman X or George. You are two different people.
Exactly. Well, three different people.
Yeah, you, Gentleman X, and George, yes.
Yeah. As I understand, everyone's eager to unravel the mystery of Gentleman X's yeah. true identity.
You know what's funny? We were just talking about this in the beginning of the episode. So it's clear. This is evidence that these kinds of theories are reverberating through the fan base. But go exactly. ahead, Mikey. What else is going on?
I also just want to say real quick, I know that I used the word incel in my initial question, but I just want to clarify, I don't like hate women or anything.
No, incel means you're not getting pussy. No one says you're a misogynist.
I know. I just know that kind of, you know, that kind of ideology is associated with incels.
No, not here. We got gentle incels okay. on Stabby's World. Me and Elvis exactly. were incels. We know what it's like. We were incels before the term was coined, by the way. We were proto incels. No one even knew what our struggle when we were fucking 18 and begging for pussy and being rejected at every turn. So we know your struggle, brother. Don't you worry.
Okay, very good. Yes, I'm a benevolent incel. I don't have too much of an update.
Okay.
I have been getting back on my fitness, good. Been exercising, yeah. going for runs.
Good.
And I've also been trying to engage in hobbies aside from video games and beating off.
Good
if you could call that a hobby.
Yeah, I know you do. I know for you it counts, but not anymore. You're changing your life.
Exactly, not anymore. I've actually been getting back into writing, something I enjoy doing.
There you go.
I know it nice. I know it probably sucks, but
it does. Let me tell you something, it does. But that's okay. Yeah. Just like we were incels, we were guys creating horrible content at once. And you'll get there too. You're doing everything right. Right now, you're a fucking ugly little piece of shit caterpillar. And you fucking keep weaving your beautiful cocoon what your pal Stav and Eldest tell you to do by improving yourself. You'll emerge a pussy getting butterfly.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm about ugly. I'm like a six. But,
no, no, you are. You are,
yeah,
for
you're
sure.
You're fucking ugly, man.
And also, this is the it's the caterpillar's ugly. You're a fucking writer. You don't understand metaphor.
Yeah. No. Well.
Fucking idiot. Okay. All right. It sounds like you're on the right track, bro. Keep at it. Keep at it. We love what we're hearing. Keep the fitness up. Keep your creative pursuits. Stop goon less. Game less. Keep being outside. Keep seeing other people. Just start talking to women expecting nothing so that it's exposure therapy, because I know your ass is going to clam up as soon as you might get some pussy. So just have friendships with women that you expect nothing from. See them as people, and slowly and surely you will get pussy.
Okay. I mean, I have female friends that I view as people.
Good. Then you're ahead of the curve. Yeah. You're ahead of the curve, brother. That's great. Engage with them more and make small talk with strangers of all types, even men.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, I guess.
Okay, maybe we keyed into what your actual problem is. You're just scared.
Well, yeah, I never deny that. But,
Okay, we're going to cure you of your cowardice, too. That's big, for real. Again, we're recovering cowards. I was raised by a coward. I've been fighting this my whole life. So you're going to be okay, bro.
Okay, very good. So I guess the main question I wanted to ask about is, you know, I've really been thinking recently for because of, you know, some pretty big events in my life recently. I've been kind of like rethinking my life and actually thinking about trying to build some kind of future.
Good.
Which I never really did before.
That's good. That sounds like your depression is starting to lift a little bit. That's positive.
A little bit, I guess. But so I've been thinking about, you know, things that give me a sense of fulfillment that I could, you know, potentially find ways to pursue. And I kind of landed on a few things, and I wanted your input on perhaps which thing,
okay,
you think I should go with. So the first two are kind of connected, and one of which I already touched on is writing and like filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Are kind of two things I've always been passionate about, and then the third thing is which I'm kind of iffy about, because I feel like you should have the right mind. It's very important to have the right mindset. Is like childcare. The first job I ever had was working in a summer camp, and it was like the only job I ever had that I wasn't just constantly thinking about, you know, crushing my head with a rock.
Yes, of course.
You know, it was that, like, it actually felt, you know, good to give these kids like a nice,
yeah,
enjoyable place. And so, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I just wanted your input on
No, I think that's positive. I think that's positive. And look, we bust your balls, obviously, out of love. But I think, like, truly, you literally sound so much better than the first time you called. And the fact that you're even thinking about the future, it's just so funny how much I just relate to this. It's like, you know, that you're downplaying it, and I get that. But, like, you actually sound way less depressed. The fact you're thinking about, you're making improvements. This is big. Like, it's baby steps at first, and then it, like, slowly the momentum gets in there. And I think, you know, thinking about the future is positive, and thinking about what you want to do is positive. And I love the idea of the childcare thing. I get that. I have people in my life who struggled with, you know, 9-to-5s because they didn't respect their boss, or they didn't want to just make fucking money for like some shitty corporation. But when the person who's making you do something annoying is a little kid who just doesn't know any better and is trying to learn, there's something kind of like nice and heartwarming about that, where you're like, ugh, this sucks, but at least my labor is going into molding somebody's life, not, you know, yeah. making some dickhead $8 while I make 25 cents, right? And as far as the creative pursuits, I don't think these two ideas are opposite each other. Because, you know, I had day jobs. You're going to have a day job while you're starting this stuff out. And I think if you can find a job, and I always tell this to people as general advice, you don't have to, like, your job does not have to take over your whole, we have this weird American thing where you have to love your job and it has to fulfill you and all this shit. If you can find something that doesn't make you want to kill yourself and it pays your bills and it allows you a couple, you on your weekends, you get to write and you get to make some films. And like, you know, the movie that was Let's Start a Cult, that the short film that we then were able to get option to make a movie, we made that with a script outline and we just got some people together. We hit literally in like 36 hours, we made that movie. Obviously there was more time for editing and all that stuff, but like you can find time to be creative. And if you have a job, I think what you're doing is really smart, because to improve, you have to have the baseline for it, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have a source of income so you can get your own place, so you can start making these little improvements, and that will only make you more fulfilled, happier, and that'll make your work better. So dude, I think if you really like that kind of work, you should look into something like that. And it doesn't have to, you can kind of test the waters. You can, you know, be a paraeducator, which doesn't require extra degrees. You know, you could be like, you could help a kid, you know, you could be a teacher's aide. You could even volunteer for a little bit to see if you still like it, whatever. But I love the idea of you finding this job and like, and by the way, kind of the advice we gave you last time is just improve in everything. And this would be a big improvement for you, getting a job you don't fucking hate. This will reverberate positivity. And even if you just focus on that for a little bit and get your bearings, and maybe you're not writing as much, whatever, but once you get your footing and you know you're still keeping up with your health and all this other stuff, that once you have a base for your own life in your own place, you're going to feel so much better. Or if you want to stay where you are and you know, save a little money, whatever. Mm-hmm. The important thing is to have a long-term goal and build towards it. And I think trying a new job while staying creative and staying building your own shit, I think that's perfect, dude. Because as people who, you know, I'm 36 and I started doing this when I was 19. And I didn't start fucking making money until I was maybe 28, 29. And it's a fucking long process. And so you have to have other ways to make money along the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that's good. I think you're in the right track, bro. I think try it. And do you feel good about maybe getting a job, you know, a job like that?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, I've been trying. I don't know. I don't know how aware of this you are, being a, you know, being Hollywood Halkiest and everything,
right.
But this job market for us regular folk is kind of sucking dick out here.
Yeah, I'm sure you're real. You're fucking charming everybody at the interviews, you motherfucker. Don't talk to me like I wasn't a broke motherfucker that could talk his way into jobs I didn't deserve, okay? No, I know. But, like, look, that's the thing is, in education, you know, being a paraeducator at public schools, I think you could probably figure that out. I think people aren't, those aren't the jobs the immigrants are stealing. You know what I mean? Like, you can fucking take that job, bro. But just keep at it. I think you can find a job like that. It helps, obviously, to have connections if you know any teachers, if you have friends of friends who are teachers who might be hiring. That's how a lot of this stuff happens. And that's not a bad little social homework for you either. Go fucking buy somebody lunch who's a teacher and pick their brain about a job like this. That's a good little, you know, that's a good little networking tool for you.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. Also, I don't appreciate that, the little comment insinuating I feel some type of way about immigrants, you know.
No, I'm partially
Mexican myself, so I might be the next one heading over to El Salvador. Who knows?
No one's accusing you of being a fucking gang member. You're not outgoing enough to sell drugs. All right, man. Don't get deported and get a fucking job and call us back in 8 months. How does that sound?
Okay, that sounds good, BB.
All right, dude. Good luck. We love you.
Good luck, Mikey.
Thank you very much.
Fucking kid,
that was cute. Yeah. He does sound better.
Literally sounds better
in the first. Oh
yeah, dude.
In the first call, I mean, he just sounded like more self aware of like what his interests and desires are in this call.
Definitely.
Whereas in the first call, he was like, I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I don't have a job. Yeah. It's like, you know, when someone's like, I don't do anything, I don't have any interest, that's just like clearly depression talking.
Yes.
Because you have like something inside of you that like wants to come out.
Of course.
And now he's able to verbalize that. Yeah. So him getting slapped around last time was a positive.
Look, when it comes to breaking people of their addictions, tough love doesn't always work. But when it comes to getting them to stop being pathetic incels, sometimes you got to fucking yell at them and show them the way.
Yeah.
As former incels.
Yeah.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,